First, though, the kidnapped Australian adventurer Warren Rodwell has pleaded to the Australian and Philippine governments to save his life in a video sent to his wife. Mr. Rodwell was kidnapped in early December by four gunmen posing as policemen who stormed his fortified house on Mindanao. He says his kidnappers are demanding $2 million ransom and begs his family to do whatever they can to get the money. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it would be unhelpful to comment. Samantha Donovan reports.
Warren Rodwell was kidnapped early last month from his home on the southern Philippine island of Mindanao. It's understood he's being held by Perugian Dharma, a commander of the Abu Sayyaf group, which has links with Al-Qaeda. Fairfax Media says copies of the video and several photos proving he's alive were leaked to it by security officials. A flash of jungle greenery is seen in the video before the camera focuses on Mr. Rodwell standing in front of blue plastic sheeting. The 53-year-old looks exhausted as he looks into the camera and makes this plea.
I am Warren Richard Rodwell from Australia, being held captive by this group since December 5, 2011. To my family, please do whatever to raise the $2 million. They are asking for my release as soon as possible.
The video and photos had been sent to Mr. Rodwell's Filipina wife, Miraflor Gatang, who's in protective custody. Fairfax says they'd been suppressed under a news blackout on the kidnapping imposed by Philippine authorities at the request of Australia. It says the photos were taken on the 12th of December, a week after he was kidnapped, and it appears the video was made at about the same time. In it, Warren Rodwell is wearing a hooded top over a black T-shirt. It appears the person filming prompts him to continue speaking, and he then asks for help from the Filipino government.
Especially the government of Zamboanga Sibugay, Honourable Rommel, I'm appealing to you, please help me from here, coordinate with my family to raise whatever money is being asked.
In the video, Warren Rodwell makes this final plea.
To the Australian Embassy here in the Philippines, this is your constituent appealing for his life, his safety. Please help facilitate, give the group their demand. Yes, I was former army of my country, but it's different here, particularly the terrain. The only solution to ensure my safety is to go with whatever they need. If I'm given my last wish is that you please help me out of here alive, please, Madam Ambassador.
The Australian government has a long-standing policy against paying ransoms to those who kidnap Australians overseas. A spokeswoman for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade told AM that its primary focus remains Mr. Rodwell's welfare. She says the Australian Embassy in the Philippines is working closely with local authorities with support from a whole-of-government task force in Canberra.
Samantha Donovan reporting there.